Big shout out to Miss Ashley from Florida, who found this for me. It's a week old. I'm surprised I didn't see it, but it's right in my wheelhouse. So thank you to her for that. Exclusive footage. Private school teachers nationwide implementing race essentialist curricula trained by a Black Panther. Not T'Challa, not the Black Panther, not from Wakanda, but like radical Black Panther, your Black Panther party. Those kinds of people. And this is right in line with the fact that, guys, I understand that, you know, the first antidote, right, to the mess that we have in public school is to get your kid into a private school. Oh, we'll get him into a private school. Private schools are not much better. I was saying that before. You're going to pay more money for teachers that were smart enough to get out of the public system, because there's a lot less accountability in private schools for teachers, because it's kind of like a wishy-wash gray area. The only solution, and I know you're like, Rick, you don't have kids. You don't know what you're talking about. I understand that. I do. But I used to teach them. I was in that world. I've seen what it is. And I'm telling you, anywhere in, and it's just a byproduct of modernity. And we have to acknowledge as Catholics and Christians and men and women of goodwill that there is no quote-unquote safe place for your kids outside your home. But what happens when they become adults? Well, you have to hope that the formation you gave them, hopefully you've consecrated your kids to the Holy Mother, and you ask their guardian angels to take care of them. But they're going to do better if you shelter them. You don't want to shelter your kid. They need to socialize. Enough of that nonsense. As the cool kids say, miss me with that nonsense about socialization of children and how they're going to be weird. Oh, I'm sorry, they're going to be weird if they're homeschool instead of the kid that's got 9 different genders and 7 different rings pierced throughout their body? That's the kid that's normal? That's the kid you want my child to be like? And you have to accept the reality that as long as we exist in modernity, which you and I do, that every facet that is attached to the public domain is infected with it. And there is a safe place, and that is your home. And that is homeschooling. And I know you guys are like, no, you can't do that. A private school, more money. Keep them. Listen, I get you want to watch Wendy Williams. You want to eat. You want to drink out of the wine box all day. Because that's what your mom did to you. And that's kind of the promise you made. Ooh, when I become a mom, I'm going to drop my kids off at that school. I'm going to go home. I'm going to drink me some wine. No, break that cycle. High school, public schools, they are not what you think. This is by Emma Jo Morris. I'm going to cite from Breitbart.com. Though teacher training lectures, because I'm a product of public school, so listen to me. Through teacher training lectures like titles with Cultivating Anti-Racist and Activists in Kindergarten and Decolonizing the Minds of Second Graders and The White People's Way, the nation's leading accredited association for private schools is instructing educators to adopt a race essentialist and cultural Marxist curriculum for children as young as 5 years old. King Dude says it. Demons are ascendant. They've come for the children. And all of conservative parents' fire is aimed at public school, as it should be, as it absolutely should be. But dropping your kids, dropping your kids into a private school and thinking that's it, you're not good. It's not going to work because private school teachers are one of two things. Ex-public school teachers that were able to get out and were just tired of being there, or even worse, depending on the school and the school system, are just, you know, if they don't, depending on the state, some states they don't need to be certified. It's weird. They just need to have like a degree or something like that. It's stupid. They might just be a mom that was like, I got bored. I wanted to do something. I always wanted to teach. So now they take $20,000 a year, $20,000-$30,000 a year to go teach, quote unquote, where they're just handed the curriculum and just repeat it. And so the idea that you are going to drop your kids off, once again, what is the key phrase? Drop your kids off. Giving your kids away in their formative years, you are giving up on them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have to say these kinds of things. Back into the article. The Principal Professional Development Conference hosted by the NAIS, which is the National Association of Independent Schools, for teachers. I love these acronyms they come up with. The people, which is also the People of Color Conference, was started by Educational Diversity Equality Consultant and former NAIS Director of Diversity, Randolph Carter, who is white. Well, I was about to say he's whiter than I am, but he's a self-described Black Panther. Sorry, I crashed your Black Panther party. So do you think this guy thinks he's like Wakanda? He lives in Wakanda? Right, I'm a Black Panther. Oh, like the Marvel movie? No, like I want to blow up your house. Oh, that's a little different. Let me see. Here we go. If this will actually play. This is just the opening. Take a listen to this, Justin. Let me know if you can hear it here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel.
Before we get started, I just want to take a minute, and I hope I'm not embarrassing anyone, but I do want to acknowledge Randolph.
By the way, this guy's background, he's got Michelle Obama's book on one side, Barack Obama's book on the other, and a bunch of those, like, inspirational sayings you buy at Walmart so you can make your house feel better. It's like, reach for the stars or just hang in there.
Carter, and just a couple of his contributions. During his many years as head of the NAIS Office of Diversity and Inclusion, Randolph was co-founder of the People of Color Conference, which we are now attending, as well as the Student Diversity Leadership Conference. So we thank you for that. Most people aren't aware that you're also responsible for the establishing, I guess it's about 13 multicultural resource centers that were spread throughout the country, all with the funding of Dwight Wallace Reader's Digest. And then the personal thing for me is he's a former Black Panther. And I think.
And he smiles. Oh, he's a former Black Panther.
You need a little bit of that attitude to do this kind of work. So.
What? Be a fat, lazy educational consultant? Believe me, you don't need to have any of that kind of attitude. Well, you just have to be what? You have to be entitled.
Randolph, thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done and the things that you continue to do. And you always say that, you know, this work didn't come out of nowhere.
He's a Black Panther, and you need to have that idea, even though Carter is a founder and associated director of this 501c3 nonprofit organization, because that's the game they play, baby. These people, they start these 501c3s, they go into white neighborhoods, they absolutely make white suburban moms feel bad about their kids, and if they give money to them, they'll feel better. And he was going to say in there, as both the founder of the Ed East, which is his little money scheme, and a member of the Black Panther Party, Randolph has devoted his career to promoting equity and diversity in education and communities. I.e., he's given the curriculum to these idiot teachers to brainwash your kids if you give them up. Go ahead and give them up. Go ahead and give them up. Ooh, we got one more video here on foundations of the work.
Kindergartners, I want to say too.
This is another speaker that was brought in to this this educational training.
Kindergartners, I want to say too that kindergartners are natural social justice warriors.
What?
I mentioned before, I see this all the time on the playground. That's unfair. And this is why it's unfair. This is the reason that it's unfair. And I think if we just build upon the mindset of a kindergartner, that it is fantastic.
Listen, they want these people to have a kindergarten mindset.
And get them to do fabulous things in the social justice realm. Okay. So years ago when I started the work, I thought about how could I frame the work where I'm hitting all the core topics and domains.
And by the way, those core topics and domains, self-love and knowledge, respect for others, issues of social justice, social movement and change, awareness rising, and social action.
It's like how I can't just jump in and say, okay, we're going to do this and they have to have a foundation in which the work is built upon. So,
and you know what? They understand what most of you don't. When you're dropping your kids off, that foundation that you should be working on, you should be building that foundation focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Catholic Church, or for my Christian brothers and sisters, you know, your whatever religion you're practicing, that foundation as well. And I'm not saying that as a derogatory. I mean that your principles, more often, your principles are that foundation that they are taking advantage of and using for their platform. And you give your kids to them at such an age, the foundation is bare. So they are building their house of horrors, and you come in with a couple potted plants and put them on the window, i.e. the 30 minutes you spend with them at dinner, and think that if you put a couple potted plants here and there, or if you put a nice decorative rug in front of the house of horrors that they've built, that that is somehow going to make that house look better. That house is ugly because it's built on lies and deceit, and you have given them that opportunity to build said house. Because you've given away the foundation, your child's fertile mind. Psychos like this lady, that kindergartner said it's unfair. Yeah, because that kid had like a Lunchables lunchbox and that kid didn't get it. But that's what they understand. And there's a bunch more videos too. And there is one slide in this presentation that's, quote, burn S down. Recognizing when systems are broken and imagining something new. Create new systems, explore new systems, and actually implement them.